Stamkos creates and inflation you get from the specials on it.
Well, there's nothing to challenge.
Yeah.
So, again, everybody saw what happened. They pushed into it. It's, but the rougher than that, they later said he might have saw it wrong. So, something what happens in a fast game. But you got to kill it off. And we did.
All right, I know you've been without Kucherov for this long. But are, like, the power play's had some time to adjust here. Is there a point of frustration in any where it's not coming through a certain
time?
Yeah,
there's no question. I mean, it's arguably the difference. I mean, our PK was outstanding, especially to get through that 5-on-3 for as long as we did. Made an error on the last goal. But if you're going to get a power play like that, 8.5 minutes of time, you're flirting with danger. Problem is, we had 7 minutes of power play time, and I think we had one shot on goal in 7+ minutes. So, you know, if you're not going to win face-offs and our breakouts weren't clean, then we didn't get a lot of zone time. And then when we did, we ended up turning it over. So, our power play most definitely needs to be better. There's no question. We need to dig our heels in these next couple days. Make sure we're not necessarily sitting here saying we got to score every single time, but you know, possession time and momentum, we got to be better at that.
And even a group, like, be affected by confidence-wise, or like, kind of lose confidence as a power play group, or is it more so like?
Well, I know it's losing confidence. I mean, there's a lot of guys in the power play group that have had success, but it's probably a little bit frustrating and, because they're used to seeing success. So I think that's. I don't call it a confidence issue.
Any update on Chernak or any concern over what?
There's concern, yeah. It's definitely not going to be day to day.
Maybe like week to week kind of thing?
Probably.
John, you ever seen a situation like that where a goalie's skate blade comes off and he has to be.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's everything was called correctly. It's not an automatic whistle. Probably was a little frustrating was when in overtime when Anderson comes out and off and they blow the whistle, but he's allowed to play starts right after allowed to stay in the game. But they should probably look into that because goalie loses the blade. I've never seen a goalie ever kick a blade off on purpose, so it's a pretty vital part of the equipment. But we got through it.
Make a Joseph's play on Stamkos' goal.
Well, everybody. I think the play Killer made to free up Joseph was the big play, and then you know Joseph made it, you know, he sold it clearly and put it on the tape. So great play by the whole line, just as a whole.
Coach McDonough takes a shot and still stays out there during power play. That's just a guts, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. But you felt it. I mean, I think the crowd felt it, and it was a big reason we won a couple championships here is the effort and guts that the guys at that show.
You talk a lot about making sure you're getting points in this situation. You are 4-0-2 in your last six. Do you feel good about the direction you're trending in?
We're 4-0-2 in our last six games. And I like tonight, you can look at the stat sheet and say, oh, they got outshot. But if you looked at took the 5-on-5 game, shots were pretty even, scoring chances were in our favor. It was special teams. And that's where it got tilted and we ended up getting scored on. And then, you know, 3-on-3 was, we didn't gap in 3-on-3. So when you're not going to do that, that's what happens. But there's a lot of positives to our game. We just got to get our power play up to speed.
You mentioned Chernak being out maybe a little while. Like, I know he gets kind of lost with the headband and McDonough's like that, but can you put in perspective of how much he means just overall?
He doesn't get lost to us. He's a huge part of our decor, and he has been for a long time. And hopefully it's not too long, but it is going to be a few games here, there's no question.
The gaps on the D, does Carolina create that because of their speed? You have to respect their speed, or is that something you need to improve on as a whole?
We get speed in our team too, so.
But I mean, when they're coming at you from D state.
Well, that's why it's called gap there. You got a gap up, and you'll be okay.
Good. Thank you.